Hello and welcome to the Poo 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 Podcast. I'm Lisa Mayer, and this happened to me when I was allowed to start dating around 18, maybe I was 19 at the time. It's called Greg Glumberg. As soon as Aunt Jenny came back from her winter vacation in Florida, my phone started ringing. One boy after another calling to meet her gorgeous niece in New York. Aunt Jenny gave all those boys my number. Yay! I went out with accountant after accountant, more accountants than an accountant could count. I said, "No more accountants. Thank you, Aunt Jenny." The following year, there were lawyers and doctors and one guy, a prominent rabbi's son, who wore his shirt wide open with gold chains, looked at me with a big smile and said he hoped it would be okay if we sat in the back row at the movie theater, so no one would see. I thought maybe he didn't want to be seen at the movies. His family was very religious, but unfortunately, that wasn't his reasoning at all. No more rabbi sons. Thank you, Aunt Jenny. And then came Greg Glumberg. He wasn't an accountant or a lawyer or the son of a rabbi. He wasn't even a doctor. He was the son of a very successful businessman and was already part of the family business. They distributed spices from all over the world. He was large with bulgy brown eyes and not too spicy himself. When we got to the restaurant, he looked the menu over and then looked me over. "We would have a large house in Great Neck," he said, with absolutely no preamble. "You would have a maid at least once a week. I would get you a new fur coat every other year, whatever kind of fur you like, lynx, sable." We hadn't ordered yet. At first, I thought it was a joke. "Thank you?" I tried to laugh a little. I got him to talk about his family spice business during dinner. His grandfather started it, and his father and uncle took it over, and he and his brother were already part of it, too. He said he was traveling to India soon. That was spicy. But back in the car, he turned to me with an earnest look. "I would like to have 4 children. We would take 2 big vacations every year, one with the children and one just you and me, wherever in the world you want to go." "Greg," I said, "this is our first date." "Yes," he said, "but I want you to know what I'm thinking." I was thinking that this wasn't a date. This was a job offer. "I would like to take you out again," he said. "Really?" "Really." I actually went out with him again because I got pressure from a certain aunt who said his family was very fine. This time, Greg Glumberg made the offer very, very clear. "And you can pick out any car you like. You can redecorate the house every few years. And of course you wouldn't work, so you could volunteer at the kids' school or at the synagogue." "Whoa, whoa, whoa. Greg," I said, "what do you mean I wouldn't work?" Greg paused. "Well, my wife wouldn't have to work. Thank God I can support her. More than support her. I didn't even tell you about the diamond earrings." "I don't have pierced ears." "You could pierce them," he said. "They're 2.5 carats each." "Greg, you know that I want to be a writer. I want to go into advertising."
"I heard about that."
"So you're saying I wouldn't be able to go into advertising?" "Well, you wouldn't have so much time. My mother doesn't work. My brother's wife doesn't work."
Ugh, now I understood where my time would be going.
"Greg, it's my dream to write and go into advertising. We can make it work," he said quickly. But he saw my face and took me home. About 6 years later, my husband and I ran into him and his wife at a party. Greg and I said a quiet hello and we all took each other's measure. His wife was pretty and sweet-looking and pregnant. She patted her belly and told me in a calm and purposeful voice that she's very close with the family, volunteers at their daughter's nursery school, and is involved with their synagogue. I didn't check her ears, but I'm sure they sparkled. I told her our little son was a few months old and I had just won an advertising Clio. A few months ago, lo, these many years later, I was on a rocking chair at a beautiful friend's lake house in Maine, at sunset, a glass of wine in my hand.
We were talking about our careers, the ups and downs, and husbands. Same, haha. I thought about all the jobs and bosses I've had over my life. The advertising ones with the bosses who used to leer. The ones with the boss that made me cry. The job gigs at hundreds of bars and bat mitzvahs with the nervous mothers and even more nervous caterers. The time the grandmother who hired us didn't want to pay us because her daughter-in-law still didn't love her. The time I had to talk the bat mitzvah girl out of the bathroom stall because everyone was waiting for her speech. And the time when we had already moved to Maine and I was writing and fundraising for the hospital and my boss was mean and didn't like my black clothes and made me order new colored outfits online while she stood behind me, watching. I said to my friend, I had a job offer once. And then I told her about Greg Glumberg. She laughed at every detail and even made up a few of her own. You would have probably gone away to a hotel for Passover too, Lisa, she said. In Aruba or Israel. She was probably right. Between the writing and the music, I've had an exciting career with some highlights. The advertising Clio, playing violin and singing in Yiddish on TV, on the radio and at music festivals in Krakow and Jerusalem, creating this podcast and opening for David Sedaris this summer. I love my job as a music teacher now. I'm happy I chose to follow my dreams. My beautiful friend also chose to follow her dreams, has impeccable credentials, and is successful and well-respected in the medical field. But we both had to work very hard. We had to hustle. No guarantees. We both took risks. And we both, did I say this already, worked very, very hard. I took another sip of wine. I'm thinking of that pretty and sweet-looking girl, I said. The one that became Greg Glumberg's wife. She's probably satisfied, my friend said. I hope so, I said. She accepted an offer with job security, health benefits, a nice company car, and 4 weeks vacation. And her boss gave her diamonds to wear on the job. One more sip of wine. I thought, okay, not with Greg Glumberg, but I had other offers too. And maybe I'm just a little tired tonight, but would that really have been the worst job in the world?